Giving you more information, I'm not sure that I could really help, unless if you had an FDM-400. Yeah. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, no, never mind. I know what you're talking about there, and I know how to do that part of it. But, you know, I was going to get into a Wires X, and, of course, you utilize that same radio for that, and it's got built-in APRS and that sort of thing, but I never made that purchase for that radio. And that HSR unit that's required for Wires X, just mainly because that system has got so many problems. It's great, you know, it does work well if you talk to another Wires X station, but the when you're linked into other networks, that's where it becomes a problem. But yeah, that's another mode of, you know, communication where you can link up with a whole new set of amateur radio operators in the world through Wires X. That's the same type of thing as what you're talking about. A little bit different because you're just using the APRS on the radio. But that FTM-400DR, I think it is. Maybe I'm wrong on that. That same radio works very, very well with Wires X and that HSR unit that you can buy for a couple of $100 or so. And you can get connected, up and, you know, very quickly. It plugs right into your network there, and you're basically set up there once you've registered. So yeah, I know what you're talking about, how you're using it that way, Henry. But I haven't utilized it because I don't have that type of radio yet. I plan on getting it, you know, sometime in the future, but bank account says no at this time, so other priorities have to be met here, and I don't foresee it any time in the near future, just because I'll be probably taking a lot of the summer off this year, doing a lot more camping and fishing and quadding and that sort of thing, so that's where I'm at there. But maybe for the winter, you know, I might consider it going that route again. Be interesting. VA3HRY, V5RJM.
Yeah, VA3HRY returning. I've got bad news. The FDM-400XDR. Isn't being produced anymore. I don't know what Yaesu was thinking, but it had it has a nice screen. It's all touch screen control like a phone. Everything's right on there. So I don't know what Yaesu was thinking, but they put their efforts into other radios, also capable of Wires X and everything else. The only other radio that Yaesu makes that is compatible with the FDM-400XDR is the 991. It has HF, VHF, UHF on it, I believe. I think it has everything. It's a shack in a box, and it's capable of all that. And it's also touchscreen, but it's way more in cost. It's also a much bigger radio. I think that's the only one. Maybe that's why they discontinued the 400, so that people would spend the bucks on the more expensive radio. I don't know what their reason was, because that was an awesome radio. But anyway, you know exactly what I was talking about, so excellent, Randy. I gotta get going. Nice talking to you, Randy, and Emil. Emil's already painting his Sistine Chapel. So, or maybe he's still in the closet. Ooh, that didn't sound right. Back to you, Randy, VA3HOY.
I had a chuckle of that when you said it, and then you caught yourself. That's awesome. Email's good. He'll take a joke, though. But, yeah, fine business on this painting, and it's amazing that how he's multitasking everything there. His painting is all his duties that he does there on amateur radio and so forth and all that. plus more, no doubt. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to get out of here too, so I got to start my day here already. Otherwise, before you know it, the morning will be gone, and I wouldn't have nothing accomplished. I got to accomplish something every day here. So there's a note I want to get at today and get working here so I can send it off to the owner and get them on the air with us here as well. It's going to be connecting up Flin Flon with our network here in Saskatchewan. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. So I got to work on that today and get that shipped off to them. I just got some final touches to do on it like that. So anyways, we'll say 73s, Henry, and email if you're listening in the back there. I'm painting there, 73s to you, and Sherry's gone here now. So 73 all around. Back to you there for your final, and I'll carry on here, and I'll be monitoring on the side. V3HRY, V5RJM.
Yeah, okay, Randy, very good. Nice talking to you. And I know what you mean by feel like having to accomplish something every day. And I feel that, but as I get a little older, I think I care less about it. But nevertheless, my mission in the next few minutes, should I accept it, Mr. Phelps? Is to make an espresso and VE5RJM, VE1EP, VA3HOY. 73, guys.
Good morning again. This is KJ5POU from Texas.
Good morning, Cheryl. And I was calling you Sherry before. I'm sorry. That's, you go by that Cheryl, I guess. So apology for that. So you didn't make it quite out the door yet to your dad's place. KJ5POU, V5RJM. Name here is Randy.
Well, good morning again, Randy. I just wanted to jump on this. I'm sitting right here with my dad, and I told him that I made contact with you guys, and I just wanted to show him a little bit about this app on my iPhone before we download it all and put it on his Android phone. This is KJ5POU.
Yeah, fine business there. Tell me what your dad's call sign is there as well. And since he's monitoring, and is it the Echolink app? Is that the one that you're talking about of putting on the Android? Over.
Yes, Randy. His call sign is WA5DTY. Whiskey Alpha 5, Delta Tango Yankee, that is his call sign. And yes, I'm going to download the app. I'm sure it's the same one for the Android phone. Over.
Well, pleased to meet you there. Fine business on the call sign there. And, on Echolink can be used either on the Android or the iPhone there. It doesn't matter. It's the same app to download. And you can configure it the same way there and that sort of thing. So you have to register, of course, online and to go through that process. But that's usually fairly quick. Within a day, you can get registered and have everything operating normally there. So, yeah, and then there's the status page of the Echolink app that you can look at and see all the connections that are currently online or and offline, if you wish. So, a whole different world of new group of users on there. So, and again, you can also connect to other stations like this one here that you're connected to now, the Canada Hub. I'm coming over on the Saskwarn system, Park Amateur Radio Club, and Saskwarn, we call it our provincial linking system in Saskatchewan. We got a link here into the Canada Hub quite often, so you can also look up Parkland Amateur Radio Club, and you'll be able to get onto our website, and the links are on there for the different ways of connecting up with us here directly. But yeah, we always accept new users, we welcome them, and we have a couple of local nets as well that we always encourage people to come in and check into and be part of our network as well. So, but you're on the Canada Hub here, and we're communicating to you that way. Another great network, that's for sure. That's why we connect as well up to the Canada Hub. So, and you know how to do that already. So, back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is KJ5POU. I will get back on here sometime today. I have a lot of errands to run. Anyway, 73s, thank you for the shout-out to Whiskey Alpha 5, Delta Tango Yankee. We appreciate it.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I haven't talked to him directly, so, but I will talk to him maybe down the road here, and I'll enter him in my QRZ logbook there. All right, 73s, and have yourself a great day. Be safe, and hope to hear you back. This is VE5RJM, Randy from Kenora, Saskatchewan. 2.5 hours northeast of our Queen City here, capital, Regina. 73's all. The 5RJM movie monitoring. Back to you there, Cheryl. Kilo Juliet 5, Papa Oscar Uniform, B5RJM.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. KJ5POU.
B5RJM, the one that go pop off for a quick one.
Yeah, roger, roger. Go ahead, D-Mill.
Yeah, she was coming in on the 420, by the way, over.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks for that info there. So I'll have to change that. I thought she was coming through on the Canada Hub. Well, she is, I guess, indirectly. So, no, fine business on that. Do you happen to know her Echolink node number? Did you happen to copy that if she's still connected there? Over.
No, she disconnected. Just give me 2 seconds.